And we also have someone on the line right now that was working the festival, from what I've been told, hasn't given their name, but first-hand account.
Working at the Route 91 Harvest Festival tonight?
Yes, hi. Sorry, my voice is really bad right now.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I was actually a bartender at the festival. And, yeah, it was, you can't imagine that this would ever actually happen to you.
Well, take us through the account. How long did it take you to realize what was actually happening? Because when we look at the video, and I don't know if you've seen this, a lot of people didn't look like they knew what was happening. And then Jason kept going on singing, and then all of a sudden people started freaking out. And then, but it was 20 seconds into the video when they realized what was happening.
It didn't sound like gunshots in the beginning. It sounded like it was feedback or some kind of a sound effect.
Right, because you're at a concert and it's all loud.
Yeah, and he even kept playing a little bit. We were in our bar just doing our thing, you know, swiping credit cards. And then all of a sudden, you started to hear the shouts. And you started to hear the boom, 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 like fireworks.
Wow.
And what was your first reaction? Did you hit the ground? Did you try to run? What did you do?
You're almost stunned. You know, I'm watching 1,000 people run into the bar at one time, screaming, and it's kind of mass chaos. And there's a moment where you're like, do I abandon my post?
Right.
Do I hit the ground? You don't know exactly what to do. You know, and there's that moment where I think I kind of was like, okay, I'm going to go with the masses. And I started kind of running out, and then I was like, no, wait a minute. Like, the people are pushing and shoving. And so there was a group of us that kind of stopped, and we just started kind of showing people where to go, you know, because normally they weren't going through, because where our bar was, there was a VIP upstairs. And so nobody's allowed to go through the doors unless you're VIP. All of a sudden, what happened was there's 1,000 people running, like literally over the people at the door, out these VIP doors. And that was when it like hit us, something's going on.
And was it the longest, because I'm seeing people that said that were at the festival and they said it was the longest couple of minutes of your life. And then I see some people that go, it was over, and you just look around and all of a sudden it was a blip in my night. But look at the mass chaos it caused. How long was that for you?
It was long. It wasn't a blip because at that point I'm standing at the door and I'm trying to, you know, help everybody get out. They're pushing the fence down, you know, to try to get out. I mean, and at this point there's still gunshots. There was still an active shooter after this was all going on. Like, it was still continuing.
So how long would you guess that this went on?
It was a good 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
A full on, like, the like, and then it would like get quiet for 20 seconds, and then there would be more.
Reloading.
And then there's everybody screaming and yelling. And then once that happened and we got the majority out, it trickled. And the trickle was the worst part, because the trickle was the ones who, the first girl I saw, I thought she cut herself. Until I realized that there was a hole in her leg. And then, you know, you get the ones who they've got their friend hanging on their shoulder and they're holding their arm. And then you've got the guy and the girlfriend pulling a guy because he got shot in the leg. And then I don't know if he fell or what, he broke his leg. So they're pulling him through the bar by his arms, you know. And so we're
like
kind of helping
him
with that. And full on dragging him through the entire bar, out the back door. You know, we got him as far as like the fence, and then I went to medical. We told them that there was people over at the House of Blues bars that needed medical attention. I went back to let them know that there was medics had been called. At this point, the triage, the medical tent, was overflowing.
Yeah, I
overflowing. And not just injuries. There were bodies everybody at this point. All the people that were pretty much coming to the bar were injured or helping an injured in some way. And literally people were carrying victims on the fences that were around the side. They were carrying them on signs that they had pulled down on banners because they couldn't walk. There was a girl that had been shot in the back. I walked out with a guy. I was holding a guy's head, a jacket to a guy's head who had been shot in the back of the head, and he didn't make it. There was a group of guys that were carrying a guy on a ladder. And at this point, I was starting to get ready to leave the festival, and they said, hey, we need your help. I said, okay. And I was holding his hand, and he passed away while we were walking out. It was surreal.
I'm so sorry.
Well, we're glad to hear that. Yeah, you're safe. At least
there are no words.
Yeah,
and we want to tell you how brave you are for sharing your story with us and for everybody else listening.
So fresh. This is in the hours afterwards.
Pretty much everybody's locked out. The gentleman who I was with when he passed away. We managed to figure out from like phones and stuff like that. We actually managed to find, he's from British Columbia. We found his mom's number. He was with his girlfriend. They had gotten separated. We actually ended up getting in contact with her. I stayed with him until we were able to finally get to the point where they could go get her and bring her over to him. And then you were talking about roads that were closed. We were able to get out on Four Seasons Road. They let us take a left onto Vegas Boulevard and then a right onto Russell. And we were able to get on the highway going south. But everything else is closed off.
And where are you now? Are you at home?
Yeah, I'm almost home. I was listening to you guys. And I don't know. It was just... And I know my voice, and I was losing my voice this morning. It's just, you know, I was looking at Facebook posts where, you know, we were being silly and having fun. And I never expected that this weekend would end like this. Like, you hear about these things, you see them on the cover of People, and you never think that it's going to be you and it's going to be your friends and your city. And, you know, I've got friends in the hospital right now, friends, and I don't know where they are right now. You know, and I've got hundreds of people that have texted and called me to make sure I'm okay.
Will you please update us if you hear from your friends that have gone to the hospital? Please, please call us back and update us, because while we weren't there, I feel like I'm going through this with you, and we all need to be there with each other and support each other. So please call us.
You said there's probably nobody in the city that's not going to be affected in some way.
Absolutely.
There's 220, 300 bartenders and barbacks alone, and most of us live here.
Well,
that's just, you know, one set of people that was there.
Listen, first off, I want to say thank you for sharing that. Your story just made this whole situation that much more real. And I hate to jump, but there's another Metro briefing, so we're going to get off the phone now. Thank you so much.
Please.
Have a safe night. Get home, and just thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
No, thanks for letting me tell my story.
All right.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Have a good night.